We were following up on a podcast interview done by journalist Katie Halper. Many news outlets were slow to report Tara Reade's allegations, but our story gained renewed attention last weekend when archival video emerged of Reade's mother anonymously calling into Larry King's show on CNN in 1993 and making a reference to what happened to her daughter, Tara.
Hello. I'm wondering what a staffer would do besides go to the press in Washington. My daughter has just left there after working for a prominent senator and could not get through with her problems at all. And the only thing she could have done was go to the press, and she chose not to do it out of respect for him.
Or she had a story to tell, but out of respect for the person she worked for, she didn't tell it.
That's true. Mm.
Tara Reade has confirmed the voice of the caller was her mother, who died in 2016. Joe Biden's campaign has denied Reade's sexual assault claim, calling her allegation untrue. All this comes as Joe Biden has picked up several high-profile endorsements this week, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Congressmember Pramila Jayapal, who co-chairs the Congressional Progressive Caucus.